So apparently, companies are now saving over $1 million a year by letting AI agents run loose across their systems. Not the science fiction kind with laser guns, the kind that automatically processes your vacation request without Bob from HR ever seeing it. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a quiet revolution happening in enterprise software right now, and it's called agentic AI. Unlike the chatbots we've all been yelling at for years, these new AI systems can actually do stuff, real stuff, across multiple systems, without a human babysitter watching their every move. Here's what makes this interesting. Traditional automation has always been like those toy train sets where the train can only go where you've laid down tracks. But these new agentic AI systems, they're more like giving a smart assistant a company badge and saying, figure it out. They can hop between your HR software, your IT ticketing system, your customer database, and your financial platforms, all while making decisions on the fly. The results are kind of staggering. CVS Health cut their live agent chats by 50% in just a month. LPL Financial is processing 40,000 interactions monthly with these AI agents, and multiple companies report saving around $1.2 million annually. That's not AI might someday save you money territory, that's AI is literally saving seven figures right now territory. And here's where it gets interesting. Companies aren't just seeing cost savings, they're seeing productivity jumps, averaging 41.7%. Think about that. That's like getting an extra 2 days of work done in a 5 day work week, all because these AI agents are handling the digital busy work that used to eat up everyone's day. But here's my hot take. This isn't just about doing the same things faster. This is about fundamentally changing how businesses operate. It's not people moving faster, it's the business moving faster. And that distinction matters a lot. But while everyone's getting excited about these agentic AI systems running around corporate networks like helpful ghosts in the machine, something else is happening quietly in the background. Most companies still have no idea how to measure if this stuff is actually working. According to the data, 88% of executives from early adopter organizations are seeing ROI on at least one generative AI use case. That sounds great, right? But dig deeper, and you'll find that the difference between success and failure rarely has anything to do with the AI itself. The companies that are failing, they're missing three critical things. They don't have a baseline to compare against, they don't have a governance structure, and they don't have metrics that prove what the agent actually delivered. It's like buying a Ferrari and then never checking your lap times. You might feel like you're going faster, but are you really? And is that speed worth the investment? What's fascinating is how this is changing the nature of work inside these companies. Teams are shifting from writing code to essentially giving very sophisticated instructions to these AI agents. It's not about programming anymore, it's about capability-focused thinking, telling the AI what you want accomplished, not how to accomplish it. And this creates a weird dynamic where the technology itself isn't the hard part anymore. The hard part is changing how people think about their work. It's organizational psychology, not technology. Quick hits before we go. Multiple organizations have automated about 40% of their daily IT requests, which is quietly revolutionizing help desk operations. The most successful implementations are using smart task decomposition, basically breaking complex jobs into smaller pieces so the AI doesn't get confused. And interestingly, the highest ROI isn't coming from cost cutting, but from enabling businesses to scale operations without hiring proportionally more people. That's the bigger picture here. We're entering an era where business growth might finally decouple from headcount growth. For decades, if you wanted to do twice as much business, you needed roughly twice as many people. That fundamental equation might be changing before our eyes. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.